be honest, I think it was our best win of the season. I totally disagree with that. If you look at, I said all week, most difficult game we have. Very easy to come out on Friday night, Dundalk. Everyone wants to be there. The players want to be buzzing. We go against Derry a couple of weeks ago. No problem getting themselves up. Most difficult game tonight because everyone said it was a foregone conclusion. You could see early on, Longford put 11 behind the ball, worked really hard. Yes, it's difficult, but it's supposed to be a sunny day, to be fair. The 2,500 the crowd came out was fantastic, but we're missing another 3,000 people that normally are there because they assumed it was going to be an easy win. And these games are the most difficult then because that's the danger you end up drawing a match or conceding. And, you know, we had 75% of the ball and we were trying to be patient, but our final ball wasn't good enough. So, and, you know, sometimes when you have so much of the ball, it looks easy, but we weren't penetrating enough. So, that's why I'm really thrilled to get the 3 points because, you know, Friday night look after itself. And all the talks this last week has been about Friday night, and I was always nervous about tonight because I knew the atmosphere would be flat. And, you know, I said to the lads before the game, it's up to us to make sure we take the points because there's always that danger that we had that experience last year against Bray here when we left 2 points behind us. So, no, I'll be honest, I'm quite happy, and I think it was probably our most challenging game so far.
And, of course, an opportunity as well to give Denny, Rob and Gavin got a run out tonight for a decent shot.
We had to make two changes. Johnny was out before the match and Colin came in, and Dan came in for Benno. You know, it was one of those ones, do you risk Benno or not? And, you know, look at the beauty is to have a guy of the quality of Dan to step in, and because Dan is a superb footballer. And, you know, but you know, as the game went on, I felt that we were a small bit flat. But then again, as I say, we got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. Saturday morning, guys, and get to bed at 4 o'clock. We were back in for recovery at 10 in yesterday. It's a tough schedule, and I keep saying the travelling takes its toll. And I think, you know, I thought we actually looked tired with 20 minutes to go, and we were trying to freshen things up. And you know, Mark, he was at half time, felt he was a bit, you know, a bit tired, and but he worked extremely hard. And we just tried to freshen up by bringing in same with DJ, hasn't played a lot of games. You know, tough when he, you know, his second start on Friday night, 2 games in 4 days, and so we were trying to freshen up and give a bit of energy into the team. And look, I think once we got the second goal, it was all over. We struggled to get it. Our keeper made a couple of good saves, and but I suppose because the second goal, it was just a matter of making sure that they didn't score. So we're happy over that.
Mark made a good save as well near the end, which showed his concentration powers, I thought, with about 4 minutes to go.
He did, and I suppose very very similar to Drogheda last Friday night. We were well in control. You know, they didn't look like scoring, Longford didn't look like scoring. And, you know, we switched off the corner and Drogheda in the scored. And the last 3 or 4 minutes, we just got a bit casual. And to be fair to Nulls, made a great save. And but look, that's why he's the top goalkeeper in this league, in my opinion. And look, it's great for him. It's another clean sheet, and I think that's his 7th out of 9.
So
to be fair to him, that's a fantastic start. And look, it's a lovely 3 points for us, and of course, you know, it sets us up for Friday night now.
Will John and Johnny and Carl be fit for Friday, or is it too early to say?
I think it's a tough call at the moment. I'd say out of the 3-1 might make it. Very, very tough call. They're all struggling. I would hope they would be available to give us more options and more choices. But, you know, and hence the reasons why we had to take off Mark tonight and Jalali as well. Because, you know, they could end up starting their third game in a week after not starting any. So so that's the reason for that as well.
What's the Leary's injury, John?
It's a knee problem. He's had... he had it last year. He played the run into the season on painkillers. Got a bit of work done to it in the off season. He's come back and it's flared up a little bit. So we've been managing him over the last couple of weeks. He's more or less not been training but been playing, which is a credit to him because he's a very fit guy, and they're working very hard with him inside the Marduk Arena. But his knee is adamant. It's one of those ones that it's touch and go for the weekend.
Sorry, with Benno, has Benno just tactical tonight,
sorry? No, I think I keep saying to him, we don't mess around with league games because they're they're too big, and you know, the day you assume that you can make four or five changes for a league game is the day you drop points. So Benny has a hamstring issue for the last week or two, and we were just advised that, you know, maybe after Friday night and a long journey home, might be better off not to risk him tonight, and that's what we decided to do. Yeah, we'll be impressed with Kev all the time, to be fair to him, because I think he's one of those young boys coming through around the age, who's enormous talent. You know, when I see the likes of Brian Lennon going to England, I see lots of strong qualities that Kev has, certain things that actually he's better than Brian at, but then on the other hand, there's other things that Brian was better at, you know. So I keep telling Kev, he's the opportunities in front of him, if he has the dedication and the application to keep his head down, keep working hard, you know, and once we can stay near the top, and it means that he'll get a lot more exposure, and the important thing for him is to make sure that he is the regular rightful for the rest of the season. He missed the start of the season, came into the team for the last 3 or 4 weeks, done exceptionally well, but he needs to make sure that right through the season he is the number one rightful, and if he does that and we're near the top, the opportunity is big for him.
And you took off Jalali after that crunch and tackle. Is he okay? Or
he is. He is. No, he's a good, Kieran's a good lad, and whatever. I just feel that, you know, it's when you're coming into games, maybe for the last 50, 20 minutes, it's different when you start. And he started Friday night, started tonight. You know, the bus journey that took his toll. So I just felt he was tiring a little bit and tightening up. So there was no issue from the challenge.
Yeah,